This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 5th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And Eric Bickles
good
here.
Good morning. How are you guys?
It is Cinco de Mayo. I was reading about all the specials today.
Good.
I didn't know that And Pizza, which is a D.C.-based pizza company, has something called Zocco's cakes.
I didn't know
or
that
they're bringing back the Zocco's for $5.
I don't even know what that is.
What's a Zocco? Something taco?
Like a pizza taco combination. I guess
pizza taco.
I've had like a Mexican pizza before. It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
I've had a Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
I've had a little different. A step or two above a Taco Bell Mexican pizza back in the day. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty solid.
Sounds yummy.
It's a solid offering.
Yeah, so there are a bunch of specials at mostly the Mexican places, whether it's fast food or your chain restaurants, margarita specials.
I don't think I'm going to partake. I just don't see me partaking today. Are you going to go make a point of being out somewhere?
I mean, I might stop someplace for lunch. Maybe I'll stop at Chipotle for lunch.
But
No, it's not like some sort of party scene. I'm not going out for margaritas because I'll have a zillion activities.
We're 50 plus. You think we're day drinking in Cinco de Mayo?
On a Monday.
I mean, is simply Cinco de Mayo just day drinking? Is that basically what it means?
I think it's just a big excuse to party.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of the Mexican troops beating up on the French troops.
I don't know what it's a celebration of. I have no idea.
Now you're getting it.
Now I'm in the weeds.
Right.
I mean, Drab, would you like to
weigh
in?
I mean, I know it's not their Independence Day. Yeah. That's what most people think it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the derivation.
Victory of some sort.
I don't know the origin story.
I just don't see myself going out. Like, I mean, you could celebrate Cinco de Mayo. You go out and have like a Mexican dinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But you don't say nearly one in five Americans celebrate, though, EB. I guess you're in the four out of five that don't.
It's just an excuse to go out and booze it up.
Right.
But on a Monday, can't do it.
Yeah, you're such a curmudgeon. Did you party it up on your birthday yesterday?
What do you think?
I know you did not.
Did you at least go out to dinner? Or did you watch Scottie Scheffler just run away with it?
Yeah, I mean, I watched Scheffler make a mockery of the game of golf.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure, that was fun to watch. He was 31 under.
It was kind of fun because you thought maybe he could get to like 35 or something. He actually left a few out there.
It was
total
absurd.
Domination.
His first 15 holes, he had 8 birdies and an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's how easy he made it look.
Putt-putt course he's on. Pretty fun.
Well, the course was a joke, but he made it look like a joke.
Well, the thing is like they even mentioned, you know, the course I think was playing like 7,300, 7,500 yards, but it was wet and they could just attack it. Mm-hmm. Those guys are all so good. I mean, Jordan Spieth shot whatever he did.
Shot 62 still, yesterday.
Still finished like 10, 11 back.
Correct. I mean, 12 nutty. Back. Right.
Yeah. He was at like 19 under and he lost by like 12.
Correct. What tournament was this?
Byron Nelson. It's kind of a big one in the golf world just because of, you know, who Byron was in the game.
They had a couple of game sevens in the NBA over the weekend, and I mm-hmm. came to a realization, why are they doing seven games in the first round?
Should
Same thing
five.
In hockey. I know
five.
It's tradition, but I don't think anybody would cry if they shorten it. I mean, in baseball,
they changed
it, mm-hmm. but they added that first round where you have
best
of three.
Yep.
I think you could roll with that for the first round.
No, I think best of five, like back in the salad days when we were coming up, the first round games were best of fives.
Yeah.
They weren't best of sevens.
Correct.
Now, after you got past the first round, they said, okay, now it's serious. Now we're going to make it seven games instead of five. But the first round numbers were five game series.
Yes.
But the TV network spends so much money to acquire it. They just...
It doesn't make it better,
out a
but
bit.
It just is what it is.
And the
at this
one
point.
Thing the NBA playoffs do is they don't care if the other first round series are over; they'll start the second round.
Right? Yeah. Good for them.
As opposed to the NHL, mm-hmm. which they wait.
Yeah.
And so the second round will start after the first.
I like that approach better.
Just
I like waiting.
Going?
No. I like waiting for all of the first round to be done. And then you start with your second round.
I kind
of
do, too.
A little more organized.
I think that's better.
I'll say this. They had the game one of the Pacers-Cavs on. Yep. And at some point, I was watching that. I couldn't even... I'm not sure I lifted my head to watch it. I had it on.
That was kind of a shocker.
I couldn't lift my head to watch it. It was so boring to me. I couldn't get motivated.
You didn't want to see Tyrese Halliburton?
I just couldn't. There was nothing interesting about it. And I had it on for about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I wasn't even looking at it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get interested. And what time did Steph and them play?
8:30.
Yeah, I went to bed like around 9 something.
Yeah.
So I never even watched that.
It's just too long. And I'm an NBA mark, and I said that the Nuggets-Clippers series, I could watch best of 35. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching that series, but let's just move on with it. It's like, let's get to the second round already.
Now,
2 weeks is too long.
I agree. Well, I would agree, but the NBA regular season is way too long.
It's definitely way too long.
If you think the
long.
First round is long, the NBA regular season is an eternity.
And the playoffs make the NBA regular season look like a mockery.
I mean, just think they started in October. They started playing in October.
Well, so same with the NHL.
Same with the NHL.
Yeah.
And it's May.
By the way, the end of the Jets.
It's not even close to done.
The end of the Jets-Blues Game 7.
That's a brutal.
What a horrible beat for the St. Louis Blues. They're less than 3 seconds away from winning on enemy ice.
Game 7.
Winnipeg's a man up because they pulled the goalie, and they scored with, I believe, 1.6 or 1.7 seconds left
right.
to force overtime. And then I ruined my sleep because I did the bit where I was lying in bed and I was watching it on my YouTube TV with my TV, with my phone sideways. So I watched most of the entire first overtime.
Don't your arms
like
get
this,
tired?
Lying in bed.
Don't your arms?
I was like this, lying in bed.
Does your
arms
get tired?
And Amy was like, why don't you just put it on the TV? I said, I'm already in bed. I'm already watching the bed.
I mean, you can't watch your TV from your bed?
So then I watched.
Well, you didn't want to get up.
I just didn't want to.
What do you mean get up? Don't you have the remote right by your stand?
Yeah, I'm right there. But I was already settled in bed. So then I was just like, I watched basically all of the first overtime. And then I said, now it's too late. I can't wait for another intermission and then to get into a second overtime. For teams, let's be honest, I don't really
don't care
about the Jets or the Blues.
Right.
Okay, because the Caps aren't going to face either of them until hopefully they reach the Stanley Cup final.
Yep. Mm.
But it was exciting the way the game ended, and then it ends in double overtime with the Jets winning.
I started watching the first period, so I had a decent amount of money on the Jets to win the series.
Right.
That I placed, seems like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So after the first period, I said, oh, well, that's a loser.
Right.
Then I woke up this morning and saw the final score. I couldn't believe that's the biggest hook job maybe I'll ever have in sports betting.
Adam Lowry came through for you in the second overtime.
Seriously, Bickle. That's the biggest hook job I'll ever have in unless you you took the Commanders on the Hail Mary, mm-hmm. which I didn't. But that's essentially a Hail Mary mm-hmm. when they score with 1.7 seconds left to tie the game, and then they score in overtime to win it.
I know that when I'm on the wrong side of it, like, so say we're the Caps and we're playing a team and they've pulled their goalie, it always feels terrifying.
Oh, yeah, it just feels
terrifying because they got an extra guy.
Definitely.
So I was pot committed once it got to the overtimes, and I stayed up until 11, I don't know.
Did you really?
15 brutal. Or so, whatever. Just it was brutal. I just wanted to see how late it would go.
Yeah, you want some closure.
As soon as I saw Chris Russell tweet that the Blues were going to win and the Caps were going to have home ice in the Stanley Cup final.
Oh, wow.
There,
yeah. Right.
I said, I bet you they score here.
Big
boom,
jinx.
Boom, 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 yeah, right. Overtime.
Right.
So that was before they scored the second goal?
Yes.
So they were up St. Louis was up 3-1.
3-1 with just
like 2 minutes left?
2 minutes left.
So the Rooster's puffing his chest out saying, oh, the Jets are going to get dispatched here by St. Louis, so the Caps, they'll have home ice throughout if they make it to the Stanley Cup final.
If the Blues hang on here, up 3-1 with 3 minutes left, and eliminate the Jets, the Caps will have home ice advantage all the way through the Stanley Cup final. Literally seconds later.
Bet against the Roost.
Well, he threw in the if. He threw in a qualifier.
Yeah, I know, but again, he's highlighting it.
That's when you just wait. You just wait for the result. Trust me, I've been there before. I've had the fat fingers that I can't wait to tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, gloom and doom happens, and then I look like an idiot. I've learned my lesson. The Rooster clearly is not.
So there was a lot of speculation on Friday. When the hell is this thing going to start?
Yeah.
There was some talk maybe Sunday if a certain scenario played out, mm-hmm. whatever. When the schedule finally came out and said they were going to play on Tuesday, were there initial reports that it may be at like 1 in the afternoon? Because I had a friend text me.
I've not heard that.
And she said, is it starting at 1
no chance.
p.m.? And I just believed her. And
impossible.
Said,
impossible.
First of all, on Friday, I predicted it was going to start on Tuesday. This guy right here.
I think you did. We'll give you props.
But there's no chance it was going to start at
1
o'clock.
The only way that would happen is if it's on a weekend, like a Saturday or
so
a Sunday.
So later I saw it said 7, and I texted her and said, hey, don't worry. You don't have to take off work or anything. It's going to be, you know.
I don't know what she saw or where she saw that.
You know what? Maybe
she
she's
saw
our
that for,
age. Maybe her eyes did the one, the 7 look like a 1 or
could
something.
That could have been the case.
Well, we are giving away tickets for game 1 on the show today. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets. So stay tuned for your chance to win Caps versus Hurricanes tickets. Game 1 of their round 2 series. We're giving them away 2 times on today's show. We'll also be joined by Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post. If you want to chime in throughout the show, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
I have to give a quick shout out to one of my pickleball opponents from the weekend. Her name was Vivian.
Uh-oh.
She was very nice.
What'd you do, hit her in the face or something?
No, I didn't hit her in the face at all. I played her at Norbeck over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she informed me that her son, now, I think I know her son's name, but I'm not 100%. Should I throw out what I think her son's name is?
Yeah.
All right, Vivian from Columbia Country Club.
Okay.
Whose son, I think his name is Joe, but I'm not 100%. But I know the mom's name is Vivian.
Yeah.
This son, who I think is named Joe, has listened to the show for like 15 or 17 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's a big Junkies P1 mark.
Nice.
So thank you to him for listening. We do appreciate that.
Thanks, Joe.
Keep listening, Joe. That's what I think your name is.
Right.
Vivian the mom, very nice.
Maybe. People still name their kids Joe?
Now, again, I couldn't.
Well, how old's the 25. Kid? Or the son?
Probably like 20. Something.
No, I think he's older than that.
Oh,
I think
okay.
She said he started listening at like 15 or 17. And I think he's in his 30s now.
All right.
But again, I'm not 100% sure of all this information about
still,
the son.
Yeah,
Joseph is still a popular name, right? You can name your kid Joseph.
Yeah.
Did you guys win your match?
We did win our match, yes.
Nice. You wore all white?
No, we played at Norbeck, so we didn't have to wear the all.
You didn't have to do the all white.
One of the guys from Columbia, he came over and shook my hand because I guess he was a listener too. He's like, I heard you talking about the all whites. Made us chuckle in the group text or the group thread. So I guess that made the rounds within Columbia
They're
Country
all fancy,
Club.
And they must think we're all hillbillies over there.
They must think, yeah, we're just...
It's a wild, wild west.
That's probably what they think. They're like, oh, look, these people wearing colors in their tennis complex. How dare they?
By the way,
they were very, very, very nice. It was a good match, and nice to meet Vivian, and I think her son's name is Joe.
Right.
By the way, I mentioned that I had the daddy-daughter dance, and it was 90s theme.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Tapped out. I asked Drab the night before... if he had his old outfit from his 90s party, because he mentioned that he
You're going to borrow Drab's outfit?
Yeah, why not? But what I learned is it was 90s theme or Sunday's best.
Okay.
Now, I didn't necessarily go with Sunday's best. I went with Sunday's pretty good.
What, Sunday's best?
Because we had a party afterwards.
You just dress up like your best outfit, like your best suit or whatever?
Yeah.
Huh.
And okay. I would say... 60% of the dads were not dressed in the 90s theme. 60% just had their work clothes.
Yeah, just wear whatever.
You know, mine's not my work clothes, but I blended in. I also learned that daddy-daughter dance, it's not really a daddy-daughter dance. It's a daddy drop off your daughters, mm-hmm. and then dads talk to other dads while their kids run around.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. What do you think you were going to do? Dance for 3 hours?
Yeah, I mean, you might have one touching like slow dance with your daughter, because I did one of them, and that I kind of remember that. Part of it. And then the rest of it's the kids are playing. They're doing their own thing.
Yep.
And the dads are hanging out. I don't think they're drinking, because usually daddy-daughter, yes, the kids are pretty young. So I don't think they're like, I don't think the dads are boozing it up over in the corner while the kids are unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it definitely does devolve into kids play with each other, dads just hang out and commiserate until it's over.
Take a couple pictures.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go.
It's nice. I actually haven't done it. Two daughters. I've never actually done
I think
done
you're past
one.
Your time, though. I don't think they do it. Like,
you know, well, my youngest is 16, 15.
You know, I think a daddy-daughter dance, though, is like...
It's an elementary school.
It's like 10 years old or younger.
Probably
type
depends
of deal.
On the school.
I don't know, she goes to Catholic. I think they might do it.
Really?
And I think I've always had commitments, like traveling commitments.
Okay. I didn't know
I think it's an elementary school bit for private schools. And they never had that in public schools.
No, it's definitely a private
school. So your
school
kids went to Montessori, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't even know which school it was affiliated with. It was so long ago.
I'm guessing
ago.
It was probably the Montessori.
Could have been. I can't remember.
Well, it's funny you mentioned 90s. We got Heavy Metal Chris here running the board. Chris is a good dude. I was just telling Cakes. I'm sure Chris knows all about this. I literally just stumbled out of nowhere onto Metal Injection. Have you ever been on that site?
He's probably writes for it, this guy.
No, I don't, but they've stolen dozens of my photos over the years and used them without crediting me.
I'm sorry
not a big
about
fan
that.
Of that site. But,
I just, first time I've been on the site, and listen, I'm no metal guy, but all the stories that I'm clicking are bands I'm interested in. Limp Bizkit, Korn, Linkin Park. Like, I actually like those bands. I'm sure they're not like hardcore metal bands. Like, you probably laugh at those.
They do underground stuff too, but they do the big ones. I like all of it. Big,
I like
small,
the
whatever. So, yeah.
I just bookmarked this. I got a new site.
Look at you.
Not in a billion years would I ever
You're
think
a metal
I would,
guy.
Would I bookmark a Metal Inject. It's just, you know, who doesn't want to read about Limp Bizkit? I love Limp Bizkit.
You missed the M3 Rock Festival that swung into Meriwether Post this weekend. David Lee Roth took the stage.
What?
Stephen
he's
Pierce.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's cracking all the Van Halen hits.
He could. Does he jump and everything? Like,
oh, I don't know
around?
How much jumping there's happening at this point.
He's hoping for a free FM return.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he was there. Stephen Piercy and Warren Demartini from Rat were there.
I don't know if I'm a big Rat guy.
I should have been there, but
you
I didn't.
Been
I was
there.
Too lazy.
Right.
I was like,
what else did you do?
What else did I do this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, I played pickleball, but that was on Saturday. I played more pickleball on Sunday with my kids, and then I just had dinner, and I collapsed in front of the TV at like 8 o'clock.
That's what
you
he did.
Have you ever heard of a band called Pig Destroyer?
Well, I believe Heavy Metal Chris has.
I actually, my can I'm drinking right now has a koozie with their name on it right now.
Look, I can't even say what this lead story is, but it definitely drew my attention.
I already know what you're talking about. It's what they did on Friday, right?
Yeah, they make a new product now.
Yeah, well, that's
but it drew my attention.
That's a product
I clicked on
that
it.
I have no interest in.
Yeah,
the singer of that band that was a fan of the station. So I'll just tell you that.
Is that true?
Yeah, I ran into. So I saw
they're
them
local?
At the. Yeah, they're local. They're basically like DC and Baltimore. I ran into them
Jason might be interested in the product.
They were headlining the Black Cat like a couple of months ago, and I went and talked to the singer, and he was like, I heard you on the radio today, because he had heard me on Beamish
Pick
Infinity.
Destroyer and see what they're producing now. They're producing a certain type of plug.
Yeah. Tell me in my ear what they're doing. I don't feel like looking it up.
Pick Destroyer is making a certain type of plug.
That's a very innovative item.
Why am I into that?
To have a merch table.
I feel like you might like
that. I mean, I've seen a lot of merch tables at shows, and I know Heavy Metal Chris has, but I've never seen that item.
No.
Usually it's t-shirts.
Seems kind of niche.
Chris, speaking of heavy metal, my daughter will be at the Metallica concert at Lane Stadium in 2 days.
Very good.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm jealous.
Excellent.
She can't wait. She only knows one. She only knows one song from Metallica.
Right.
But she says I have to go.
And got it. Good for her.
Got it.
You know what she paid for that ticket? $45.
Oh, it's brilliant.
She could probably sell it right now for about $500.
Is that through a student hookup?
She got student tickets. Oh. Yeah, when it was first released.
Fantastic, good for her.
But she said now people are spending $1,000. Now $1,000 seats are like right there on the stage. But she could probably
go for the experience.
Oh, she is.
Yeah,
she is.
Kevin Mel, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
So this is again. I don't know all the cool underground bands. I don't, except for Pig Destroyer. Now I feel like I know one. Where do you stand? This is a very poppy question. I'm sorry. Where do you stand on Emily, the lead singer for Linkin Park now?
I don't care that much. It's one of those things where it's like, it's cool the band is still getting back together and people can still, you know, because if she or someone else doesn't take his place, then they're not really going to play
tour,
anymore.
Right?
You're not going to see, like, it's kind of like the Alice in Chains thing.
Isn't she good?
Yeah, it will never be as good as the original,
right.
But it's still cool that, like, I don't know, you can see something, you know, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. Like,
but is it, she
if you don't like it, don't go.
Right? Isn't she good in her own right? It's not like she's terrible.
She is, but clearly, I mean, whenever you switch gender for, like, your lead singer, that's a big change for any band, you know.
But it might be the right move because it'd be less of a comparison, maybe. You know what I mean? If you put a guy in there.
It can work, you know, so, and I don't, again, at the end of the day, I think the fans decide if they're end up playing smaller venues because no one's interested, then it didn't really work, but it seems to be pretty popular, so
yeah.
I haven't seen them with her, so I don't know, but.
I think Linkin Park just played Baltimore over the weekend.
Yeah, they did,
Where'd they, what arena?
I think they played whatever the big arena, CFG Bank Arena, I think is what it's called.
Changes
now.
Its name every like year.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Okay.
All right, let's open up the Junkies sports page, which is driven by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet, Jason.
That's right. It's my new partner.
This is your baby.
You know how much I love these people over at Malloy.
You're going to tell me.
Josh Cochran, who's the GM.
Mm-hmm.
He's unbelievable. Big Tennessee Vols fan, by the way. But they're going to hook me up with a Tahoe. They're building the Tahoe in Texas, and they're shipping it up.
Yeah.
And I hope it's here like in the next 72 hours, but probably won't be.
If he has any input, you're going to be driving around an orange Tahoe.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves orange.
Yeah, it's not going to be an orange.
It's going to be orange.
Is that a real, that's a thing?
No.
If you love Tennessee.
If you love Tennessee, you love orange.
I'm trying to figure all that out. Sorry.
You love the song Rocky
anyway,
Top.
Anyway, it's driven by, of course, my new favorite Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for Josh, and just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com. Mr. Flamack had a busy weekend. Of course, he had the daughter, then he had the dinner you guys went to.
Mm, yeah, that was nice, Friday night.
But then he had to watch Game 7 of the Nuggets and the Clips, and that was a blowout. Ended up being a 19-point game, but it wasn't even that close. So Denver wins Game 7. At home on Saturday night.
Wait, so Steve Ballmer importing some of his fans from the wall at the Intuit Dome to the Nuggets Arena didn't tip the balance of power in the Clips' favor?
Not when you have James Harden scoring 7 in Game 7.
That didn't help.
It's not very good. He's got a reputation for collapsing or folding, choking in the playoffs, and happened again. He had a big Game 6.
Big Game 6 game at seven, home, but Game 7, nothing.
A huge whiff.
This is why when you hype him up every May... And you go, he's so underrated. He's amazing. This is why nobody takes him seriously.
Then he comes up with
duds. Crazy.
Because he's a big fart noise in big important games.
But game one of the Pacers-Cavs series was yesterday, and Pacers win at Cleveland. This was kind of a shocker because Cleveland is the one seed. They were pretty much unbeatable at home. I think they were If you include the playoffs, I believe they were like 37-7 at home, something like that. But they lost by 9 game 1, so expect them to bounce back for game 2. The Warriors go to Houston in game 7 and win by 14.
Buddy Hield went off.
Buddy Hield hit 9 threes, so they win that series. Your schedule tonight, there are two games. First game of the Knicks-Celtics series in Boston, game 1 there. And then the Nuggets playing at OKC, game 1 of that series.
That should be interesting. And the big NBA story was Popovich steps down.
Pop steps down.
It's over.
I mean, he's had some pretty major health concerns.
Yeah.
But we talked about the Jets-Blues game 7. Just a brutal loss for St. Louis. If you're a St. Louis Blues fan, you can't even believe your life.
Could you imagine going to like a sports bar in St. Louis and you're watching that game and you're just like, oh, we're going to upset the one seed.
Yeah, we went on the road to beat.
We're going to take them down in game 7. It ticks under 10 seconds. I mean, they've got the man up, but you still feel like you're gonna pull it out. And for them to give up the game tying goal with under 3 seconds left, under 2 seconds left.
1.7. Just 1.7, 1.6.
Craziness.
And then they lose in overtime, so the Winnipeg Jets advance. Tonight, you've got one game one. That's Florida at Toronto, game 1 of that series. And, of course, the Caps will play on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Carolina at Washington. Carolina is a minus 150 to win the series, minus 125 to win game 1. Also on Tuesday night, Edmonton's at Vegas for game 1 of that series. All right, real quick, baseball yesterday. All right, props to the Nats. They win the series in Cincinnati. Mackenzie Gore was really good yesterday. Didn't get the win, but he struck out 9. He leads the majors in strikeouts with 68.
That's tasty.
His ERA is 3.33. Gave up 1 earned run in 5 innings. Bullpen held on. Finnegan gets saved number 11. They win that series, and they win yesterday 4-1. They are 16-19. All right, they're hanging on right there, hovering around 500.
Not bad.
Won 3 of their last 4. Yep. Very solid.
And now they will host Cleveland starting tonight. But nice job winning at Cincinnati. It's not like Cincinnati's great, but anytime you can go on the road and win a series, you'll take that. Oh, and by the way, this is unbelievable. If you're not paying attention to what Aaron Judge is doing, okay, we kind of talked about it last week. All right, Aaron Judge leads the majors in hitting. He's hitting 423.
It's pretty good.
423 through, I don't know, roughly 30 games or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 11 bombs. He's one behind Drabby's boy, Cal Raleigh, who's the stud for the Mariners. He's got 33 runs batted in. He's tied with Teoscar Hernandez for the league lead. And he's got 55 hits, which leads Major League Baseball. So he leads in average. He leads in hits. He's second in home runs, and he leads in RBIs. That's unbelievable.
And the Yankees lead the AL East.
Yeah.
Over the Red Sox.
They lost yesterday to Tampa, but Judge is having just an absurd year.
Did you guys watch the Derby?
Yes. I did. I turned it on right as they're loading the horses
so
in.
I actually turned it on right at the perfect time.
I feel like, personally, they shouldn't run in that slop. It's gross.
I thought they were moving pretty good, though.
I'm sure they were, but for the horse racing... Trust me, very amateur horse race watcher, right. This guy.
Yeah.
I like to see sunny days, no precipitation on the track, no mud flying everywhere. It's just kind of gross.
There had to have been 4 inches of mud, easy.
Oh, it was disgusting.
I wonder if Greenberg still, I know he had journalism not in his top 2. He did finish second. I wonder if he still had any winners.
He likes Sandman.
Yeah, we were
text on Saturday, like Sandman and Luxor Cafe.
I can't remember who won. I just know that journalism finished second.
Sovereignty won.
Yeah. So does that mean
Sovereignty was like a 6-1, maybe 7-1?
Wasn't Sandman like in the 17 hole and a horse has never won from that spot before?
Especially with that track. Right. I mean, it's going to be so hard.
Right. It's but fun to watch. I will say, when it's a big race, I do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, even if it's just 2 minutes.
Now, the Preakness means a little something.
Well, the Preakness always means something.
No, he may not run.
Oh, see, there you go.
I don't care about the Triple Crown
anymore.
Okay,
that's how you won't.
You can't even go for the Double Crown.
They don't. They don't care about it anymore. They just care about selling the price of the Derby winner. So they don't want to risk the horse leg breaking.
The thing that stunned me, and I know we have to take a break soon, is that all of the horses in the field, I'm sure you guys saw this, were descendants of Secretariat.
Yeah, I heard that.
That is crazy.
Every horse in the field had some of his bloodlines running through their veins.
That's nuts.
Secretariat, stud.
Secretariat got after
super
it.
Stud, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I knew you were a stud if he had a booth at Rips.
He did solid work.
He might have had his own booth somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He definitely
had his
booth
was busy, too.
Yeah.
Always full.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, some huge NFL draft news. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Some big news, NFL related and Washington related.
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll cakes? What do you think?
Sure. Got it right here.
We share the same brain cakes.
In the spring of 2027, Washington will host the NFL draft.
Look at that. Cool. That's big time.
That means, God willing, we're going to be a big part of that somehow.
I would think so.
Somehow we got to be down there. We got to be involved in the whole thing.
The draft is expected to be held on the National Mall.
I would think.
It'd be late, though. It'd be late night.
Official announcement scheduled to be made Monday at the White House at 1 p.m. President Donald Trump's public schedule for Monday includes a sports announcement at 1 p.m.
A sports announcement. I wonder what that could be.
Yeah.
So Goodell will be at the White House with Trump, and they'll make that announcement.
And Josh Harris, I believe, too.
And Josh Harris.
Yeah. What? Just think about it, because
Josh Harris is on a roll.
They're on a heater because they're going to, you know, get this new stadium, presumably, and then immediately after that, they're going to announce the Super Bowl that they're going to get. Right, a couple years after that, it's almost like a given.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's
with
like,
a new stadium,
it'd almost be kind of like written in their rules, right? If you get a new stadium, you get a Super Bowl.
It's pretty much been the way it's been. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, they're going to have the draft, which is the center of the sports world. I'm sorry, it's the center of the sports world's attention.
Yep.
For 2-3 days, I know it's 3 days. People don't care as much about the third day, but for 3 days, you're going to be the center of the attention, and then in a few years after that, you're going to get the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So
how cool is that?
Super heater right now.
This is how big it is for the economy, just having the draft there. So they just had it at Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
with an estimated 600,000 people there. All right. That included a crowd of 220,000 on the third day. So there were still 220,000 on the third day. They projected beforehand a crowd of 250,000. And with that projection, they figured a $94 million economic impact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had 600,000, so they had to have blown away the $94 million projection. So,
and I think
it's going to bring in so much money in just 3 days.
I think there'll be more than 600,000 people here on the mall.
And it's a, but cause
I mean, let's see what the weather's like, because right. You know, the weather here is dicey in April, obviously, but I think they will blow that away.
Because it's a lot easier, more accessible than, say, Green Bay, for example. Right,
yeah, and
people
just,
from New York can come down easy.
And it's just a huge area
Philly
where people
can come here easy. Yeah.
And maybe not everybody's there on the mall, but there'll be so many other people just kind of hanging around in other parts of the city.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is going to be for 3 days.
How many does downtown draw for the fireworks on 4th of July? Like, what are those crowds? At least a couple hundred thousand.
I feel
right?
like the NFL draft's like, bigger than the fireworks.
I feel like more than that.
So I would guess the crowds will be that big or bigger.
So the record right now is 775,000.
Where was that?
Detroit.
That was just a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we got a couple years to hype this up, see if we can't break that record.
775,000. That's a big number.
That's over three days.
Okay, over 3 days.
Oh, so 200K a day, 250 a day. We could easily do that.
That's very doable.
We could easily do that.
Yep.
Seems...
I mean, this city is used to those kinds of things every few years, you know, having huge events
like
downtown.
The Nats parade, the Caps parade.
What about the inauguration?
19.
Every 4 years or whatever.
That's what the city's known for.
Fireworks 2023.
Okay.
700,000 people.
There you go. It's going to be more than that.
You think?
Yeah.
Over 3 days, I would say yes. I don't know about for an individual
What's
day.
What's the single day record? What's the single day record?
It's probably
is
Detroit.
For the NFL draft?
Or was that over the 3 days?
That's the total.
That's the total for 3 days. Yeah.
I would just divide it by three, but
yeah.
They say in a single day, the attendance record for the NFL draft set by Detroit, 275,000 in attendance first night.
I think
2024
draft. I think
we'll
beat that.
I think DC can top that
number.
I think
they'll beat that.
I think they will.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
I mean, now, if they put 700,000 there for the fireworks, I mean, you're...
What's the backdrop?
You're going to get...
Like, what do you think? Have they already announced that?
I mean, it's going to be on the mall.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. The monument?
Monument's always the backdrop.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things you could choose from.
Yeah.
Well, your one scene's got to be the Washington Monument.
I would think. It always is.
It's the most impressive.
White House is pretty impressive.
It is.
But if there's no place to put all the people.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going
to... Yeah, so it's got to be the Monument.
It's got to be the Monument.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there a lot of fencing now, too.
Is there a way you could put the stage on the other side so where you can see the Monument and the White House?
I don't know. Actually, the most iconic shot would be the Capitol.
Yeah.
If you could somehow incorporate, but that's logistically, security-wise, I don't know if that's really going to be doable.
Yeah.
But Washington Monument's not far behind.
Either way, it's going to be pretty freaking cool. We are going to be the center of the sports universe. Certainly for a few days in 2027. And you know what? Got a pretty good football team here to make a run these next couple of years, too.
Well, hopefully the Commanders are picking 32nd in that draft.
Right.
I mean, they've won the Super Bowl the previous year.
I don't want to change the topic, but I listened again to Jay. I just love Jay Gruden. Can we book him at some point? I know he does Grant and Danny all the time. But he did John's show the other day, and he went through the draft and everything. And again, they ask him, what do you expect from Jaden this year? Because I guess my buddy Joe P, who's, you know, pretty big NFL fan, he's convinced that there's going to be a step backwards.
Going to take a step back. The league's going to adjust for Jaden Daniels.
Exactly. And Jay Gruden, who I respect tremendously, doesn't see it.
Right.
Says Jaden can do literally, like, what can he not do?
Right.
He says, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you literally could have, like, a 500-play playbook. He could do everything. There's nothing... Jay says if he was coordinating Jaden Daniels, and this is just thinking about Super Bowls and, you know, and the drafts and et cetera. If you're coordinating Jaden Daniels, there's literally not one play that you wouldn't run because he's not capable of doing it. He could do anything. So he doesn't think that there's going to be a drop off. So we're going to have, hopefully, a contending football team here for years to come. We're going to be hosting the draft. We're going to get a Super Bowl. It caps on a miraculous, you know, hopefully if they get through this series, which I feel like is going to be a challenge. But if they get through this series, I mean, sky's the limit for this hockey team.
Hopefully that's the case. They keep building.
Don't you agree? Sky's the limit
for
this.
Very talented team.
Sky's the limit for this hockey team.
It's pretty high. I feel like they're being disrespected by the odds makers that everybody's favoring Carolina.
I think it's going to be a very, very challenging series, but if they can get through it, there's no reason to think that they can't just continue with the momentum. It's a super talented team.
Yep, prove it.
And they built it correctly.
Back to the NFL draft. According to emails, the league proposed having the main stage for the draft on 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Drives, which is near the National Gallery of Art and the National Air and Space Museum. A portion also could be held on Pennsylvania Avenue where attendees could flow to the mall. So those are kind of the initial plans for the NFL draft.
I don't know the National Gallery of Art off the top of my head.
I kind of know where it is, but I haven't been there a lot, I'll be honest.
If it's not on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, it's a miss, in my opinion.
Right.
Because you think of iconic Americana shots,
right
down with the monument in the background.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I mean,
reflecting pool right there.
It's all beautiful.
They have so many great ones to choose from.
It is, but that is the spot. When you think of jam-packed National Mall, you think of that looking out over the reflecting pool.
Yeah, that'd be a great spot. A great view.
It's just
they've got a lot of options.
It's just cool that the city. I mean, I feel like we're gaining some momentum here from a sports perspective.
Getting some street cred out there.
I feel
there.
Like we're getting a little street cred. Because, you know, I don't know. That announcement, when I saw that yesterday, as Maskey broke the story, there had been some rumblings. In fact, didn't we talk about it around the draft that eventually the Washington's going to get a draft? It kind of took me by surprise, though, to be honest with you. I didn't think it would happen this quickly.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be in 2027.
I mean, 2027, not that far away.
No. it's two drafts away.
Yeah. We got one. Where is it next year?
Next year, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you thought it was in New Orleans.
I thought it was in New Orleans. That was my bad. I went out with Chepe and Patricia and said it was
Pittsburgh,
in New Orleans.
And then it's here.
Correct.
Again, as long as the weather's nice, they're going to blow that attendance record out of
the water. You look at the two-year forecast to see what the weather's going to be like.
Again, it's a feather in the cap for Josh Harris and the ownership group. So they sent representatives to the 2024 draft in Detroit, and they've turned it around that quickly.
Yeah.
They've got RFK coming, they got a draft coming, got a good team.
It's
respected team now. Remember the grades? The grades from the NFL.
Oh, yeah, the NFLPA.
They completely
grades.
Turned around their report card.
Yeah, that's what happens when you boot a loser owner out and you replace it with somebody who's competent and it's not their first time owning a sports team. Mm-hmm. Like Josh Harris has done this before. He's done it many times before. And he's competent and he's good at what he does.
I gotta tell you, so far, I had some skepticism when Harris was announced as the owner just because nobody walks on water, you know? But man, so far the guy's pretty much hit a home run in every
everybody they've hired.
Pretty much hit a home run everywhere.
So decisions now a new stadium draft going to be a Super Bowl.
It's kind of crazy,
right?
Yep. Took over
heater.
Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels, RFK draft.
It's a pretty good run. That's a super heater that he's on.
I don't think the RFK thing is signed, sealed, and delivered yet, but it seems to be going in the right direction.
I'm not
going
to doubt him as far as getting it done and having the influence to make it happen.
Right.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in. Remember, we have not one, but two pair of tickets to give away to the Washington Capitals Game 1 playoff game coming up tomorrow. So listen for that in the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. We'll give you a chance to win Caps tickets here on the Junkies.